You are about to experience the Jerry Banfield Show. We hope it'll help you live, learn, and love your best today. Thank you very much for your willingness to listen to the ads at the beginning of each show, because you can feel great knowing you're helping me earn a few cents every ad you listen to. When we add all the cents up, that gives me enough to record this podcast for you almost every day. When you go through your existing relationships, you might find, honestly, you need some new relationships to be employed and stay employed for life. When I started my business, I certainly needed some new relationships. Although I didn't do a good job of sharing what I've just shared here with you, my existing relationships helped me start my business and got me going. But in order to grow, I did need some new relationships. What I hope is that what we've talked about so far provides a great foundation for how to build long-term relationships. I hope what I've shared in looking at existing relationships provides a clear picture of what new relationships are likely to be and how they should look. If you look at new relationships from the beginning and see the potential for a deep, happy, healthy, productive relationship, then it's much easier to go about making new relationships in a way that works. The way I went about things for most of my life and most all my relationships did not work very well. I consistently just saw people as a means to an end. Guy friends, you're a means for me to have someone to hang out with, to play video games with. Girls were simply a means for me to be satisfied physically and mentally, to have the role of partner help define who I was. When I started my business, I carried this same mentality in that clients and customers are just dollar signs. In existing relationships, many times this has been transcended somewhat over time as you've went through things. For example, when you have friends and you have some drama and you get through that, and you have more drama and get through that, and you move and you change jobs and you change partners, then you're able to build a relationship that's deeper than whatever you originally wanted out of that person. The challenge comes when you especially try and carry the objection of people into just dollar signs or workers who will produce dollar signs. It can be very difficult to ever transcend that in the employment field. Why? Because many of us worship money, that money is this god in our lives, that if we have money, we've got everything we want. If we don't have money, we're just not good enough. We think money can do more for us than it really can. In romantic relationships, I think it's easier to transcend the objectification of your partner. I think in family and friendships, it's easier to make new relationships because you see the need for something deeper than one initial objective. I learned after years of dating and just seeing women as a means for me to get laid and to not be single, I finally was able to see that what I really wanted was a deep friendship. I wanted a best friend. And that allowed me to find my wife, to find a woman that I did not simply objectify and that I truly respected. This has made all the difference in the world in my life, because as long as I objectified women, then I could not have a deep relationship. As long as I continued dating and was objectifying women, then all my efforts to make new relationships were mostly a waste of time. Now, this is obvious to see in dating. When it happens in employment, to me, it seems very difficult to see. When I applied for jobs before, my employer was simply a means to me earning dollars. When I started working online, this did not change. I didn't think about relationships with people. I was simply trying to get money out of people. So let's see, I looked at people as suckers. This sucker, I can get them to pay me hundreds of dollars. I looked at it as hustling. I was trying to move and shake in just the right direction to get people to open up their wallet and send me the money over PayPal or send a check in the mail or a wire transfer. I was trying to dance, and it very much felt like completely objectified on both ends, because the person paying me often wasn't looking for anything more than for me to give them what they wanted. They were hoping by paying me dollars, it would help them turn my work into even more dollars. Most all of my relationships with hundreds of new clients I got to pay me money, thousands of people I interacted with to try and build new relationships out of complete objectification of how much money they can make me. Today, I interact with hardly any of them, much the same as what I did with dating. I would just go through girl after girl, and if she didn't immediately give me what I wanted, which was to get laid and to feel really good about myself, like, hey, I have this beautiful girlfriend now. And if she didn't act exactly right and do whatever I wanted, I'd find a reason to get rid of her, or I'd be so unhappy she'd find a reason to get rid of me. And this is exactly what happened in all of my jobs as well. I'd show up, and if the job didn't give me exactly what I'd wanted, I'd be on, just like dating, I'd be on my best behavior at the job for the first month or the first few months. And then if the job didn't start immediately giving me more and more, more respect, more money, better hours, more flexibility, if the job didn't start giving me more right away, then I would start acting bad. I would either then quit, or the job would ask me to quit, or I would be looking for a new job. I have had 10 or 15, maybe even 20 jobs in the 10 or 15 years that I worked before going into my business. In my business, I did much the same thing, hopping from niche to niche, client to client, and consistently going through life seeing people as simply a means to an end. If this is what you do in relationships, identifying that is the first place to make a new improvement. I think a lot of us in terms of employment think it's perfectly reasonable. We might say, well, if you date, you certainly don't want to objectify your partner. But in business, why not simply objectify the people you work with? They really are all just dollar signs, right? I find for staying employed for life, it's very important to build a relationship that has the same strong foundation, that has the same amount of love that any dating, family, or friendships have. Because if you want to stay employed the rest of your life, this impacts your ability to engage in all those other relationships. If you work somewhere you hate where you're just being exploited for money, you're going to have a harder time being a good husband, father, friend, family member, son, daughter. You're going to have a lot harder time doing all of your other relationships the way you'd like to. For me, as long as I just looked at clients and jobs as dollar signs, I also tended to be frustrated with however that job or client was impacting the rest of my life. God, this client's calling me while I'm at Disney World today. What a jerk. Oh, this job, they want me to come in on a holiday. This is horrible. I would then be surprised at all these things, as if somehow this just showed up out of nowhere. What I've learned is that when I go in to all these opportunities for new relationships, just thinking about what I want, it doesn't work out very well. I hope in being here with you, I've thought a lot about what you want and what you need in being here. I've thought and asked, what would I share that is the very most effective in helping you? I've even set my entire business up today where you can get the very best of what I offer and create without having to pay me anything. I try really hard today to build new relationships out of love, trust, and respect for each way, both me to you and you to me. I'm grateful today. I've learned by doing it wrong almost every single way you could do it and almost every single way in my life. New relationships can be very valuable. If that's all they're looked at, though, as being valuable for money, they're not likely to be very valuable. In making new relationships, when we understand that what we really want is a relationship with someone that's mutually beneficial, this makes it much easier to make healthy relationships. This allows for saying no. One thing I wasn't very good at with dating is saying no, because if a girl liked me, I figured that made things a lot easier for me. Now, the way I acted and behaved, I usually had to go hunt for someone to date. But if a girl actually liked me, then I had a hard time even saying no, even if I didn't like her that much. Because I didn't respect myself, and I didn't respect her either. See, when you love and respect someone enough, you'll tell them no. When you look at someone as not just a dollar sign or means to an end, but when you look at them as a person, you'll respect it, both of you, if they ask you something that's not appropriate for you to do. For example, if someone comes up and asks me now, Jerry, will you do this for me for my business? Will you make me a video course? I'm happy to say, sure, I'll make you a video course if you sign up on Patreon and pay me the money. If they say, well, I just want to do it and make it a joint venture and just be a partner, then I say, no, I do not want to work with you that way because I already have enough things that my existing relationships have asked me to do. It promotes having respect for yourself when you give respect to others. When I used to interact with potential clients, I would try and say whatever I thought they wanted to hear. And guess what? That often got me doing things I didn't want to do. One time, I got a client to pay me $500 to produce 30 or so vein articles. Articles talking about varicose veins, vein treatment, and all kinds of other vein-type activities. I sweet-talked the client so well that even with no proven experience that I could do anything with vein articles, they hired me. And that was one of the most miserable operations that I ever went forward with in my business. I hired freelancers on Fiverr to try and write the articles. I didn't make a very good margin because initially I figured if I could pay $5 per article for 30 or so articles, the client paid me $500. I could get it done for $150 or $200. I'd have a decent little profit margin. The problem is it was extremely difficult to find a freelancer who would write the articles for the client in a completely finished, well-done format, which is why the client hadn't went ahead to do it themselves. They hired me because they figured, based on everything I demonstrated, that I could do a good job with it. Based on me selling them, they figured I could do a good job with it. What ended up happening was that I could not find a freelancer who would do a good job on the vein articles. Even though I hired 10 or so freelancers on the first article or two, I only got one freelancer that did a decent job. And that freelancer's articles were not good enough to even submit to the client. I had to go through and edit every single vein article. And even after my edits, they were not done very well because no one had any medical idea about the veins at all. The freelancer writing it nor me had any idea about the science behind anything to do with any of these vein treatments. And the client got a bunch of articles that they weren't happy with, and it ended up costing me about $450 plus 10 or 20 or 30 hours of my time and lots of aggravation to get the articles done for the client. So I didn't even hardly make any money after all the payment processing fees, because when the client pays me $500 over PayPal, PayPal takes something like a 3-ish% fee. If you figure that in, then I barely even made any money at all. I spent a bunch of time and energy on it, and everyone was unhappy. The freelancers on Fiverr weren't happy because they didn't enjoy doing the articles, and then I didn't hire them to do more, and I wasn't that pleasant to work with, communicating my frustration, expecting things done right away. I wasn't happy. I'd worked a bunch of hours to make essentially nothing, doing something I didn't like. The client wasn't happy. They'd invested a bunch of time, energy, and money with me to get something that wasn't even that good. This is what happens when you just see people as dollar signs. When you look around and say, how much money can this guy make me? When you respect yourself, you also are willing to set boundaries and say, look, I'm not going to accept any work on varicose veins because I can't stand to read about it, or because I don't know anything about it and I'm not qualified to do anything with it, or because I don't think I would enjoy doing the work to complete the project successfully. I find it's important today to be able to say no to new relationships. Because if you work the whole rest of this, as I've explained it, you're likely to start getting discovered more and more. And through the rest of your life, people will be asking you constantly for new relationships. People will be coming to you just like you've come to me and thousands of other people come on a daily basis to me and start building a new relationship by watching my videos. The same as you may have done here or on another website and you ended up being here with me today. When you make yourself in a position to be employed for life, it will require more than likely saying no to lots of new relationships as people continually suggest things that are not appropriate in terms of my abilities personally and what I like to do and what I can contribute most to all of my relationships. A toxic relationship is one that negatively influences, I would say, the rest of my other relationships. For example, when I was single and I would date a girl and it was a toxic relationship for us, all of the rest of our lives suffered. My relationships with my friends and family suffered, her relationships with her friends and family suffered, and we didn't have a good time together. This happens a lot with employment, toxic employment relationships. An employee shows up at a job they don't like with a boss that doesn't like them, and everyone suffers. The coworkers suffer, the boss and the employees suffer, the company suffers, the friends and family of everyone suffer as the toxicity is spewed out from every source. The boss complains about what a bad job they do. The employee goes home and complains to their friends and family about their boss. The coworkers complain about the employee to their friends and family and on social media. This is what we're looking to avoid. You've been through enough, I would guess, that you might prefer to have a beautiful, happy relationship when it comes to whatever kind of employment you have. I know I would like to have a very happy relationship with you. I would like to be of service to you for the rest of your life. That is my vision. That requires me also setting healthy boundaries, setting up systems for you to contact me based on how many other people want to contact me, realizing that the more I give in this format, the more I may be ineffective at giving in another format. When I'm spending hours filming every single day and then editing and managing and uploading that, I don't have time to be answering emails all day. In fact, I've set up a system now where I minimize and even eliminate answering emails from anyone I don't know, including introductions and including people who've been clients in the past who are not updated on my new business system. This aspect of new relationships, I hope, is helpful for you to see what kind of new situation you do want and to see that in dating terms, it's better to be single than to be in a toxic relationship. For business and being employed, it's better to be unemployed than to work somewhere where it's a toxic environment. It's better to have time to do all the things I share with you here and to not be employed somewhere you don't enjoy working than it is to just get that next job quickly and rush headlong, the same as with so many of us do with dating, to just rush headlong into a new relationship without taking it slow. And all of a sudden, you work somewhere, you discover you've worked there 6 months and you hate it and you don't know why you're there to begin with. It's the exact same thing with dating. All of a sudden, you've been with this person 6 months, they're horrible, they're a monster, how did you get here, how did this happen? Poor you, you don't deserve this, this isn't right, I can't believe this happened to me again. It's up to us to set healthy boundaries in having our new relationships. It helps to have patience, to say, look, I'm not going to just rush into another job or another employment situation. If you keep doing the same things you've done before and you keep getting results that you're not happy with, then I've found the simple solution is to start doing things a little bit different way today. I have the same tendency still to try and rush in new relationships, to just try and roll in like a knight on the shining horse, impress everyone, and then start demanding I get my way. And today I'm grateful that I made a good decision in showing up again here with you instead of going to try and crusade somewhere to just get the most amount of money I can in the short term to try and build all these new relationships when I have a feeling that I've been working on this relationship with you for quite a while already. I'm grateful for the chance to share this with you today. I hope looking at the dynamics of new relationships is really helpful. I hope some of this has been entertaining for you. I hope sharing my experience messing up making new relationships so many times helps to understand some effective ways to go forward and make new relationships out of love, respect, and the demand that new relationships be healthy. If you want to work somewhere, be employed somewhere, it should be mutually beneficial for everyone involved. Everyone on a greater level, maybe not each individual, but collectively, me being employed here with you seems to be a wonderful thing. And I demand that if I'm going to get paid to do something, it be good for everyone on the big scale. I'm grateful to be here with you today. I hope this has been useful. Wow, you got all the way to the end of this video. Thank you very much for watching this. If you want to keep watching more videos like this, where you take a look at the Jerry Banfield vlog playlist on YouTube and subscribe, because you'll find a lot more videos just like this where it's just a talking head video and I'm blah, blah, blah about something. You also might enjoy my video tutorials by Jerry Banfield playlist, along with all the other tutorials and entertaining videos I release on YouTube. What you've just watched is a free preview from the full course named Employed. The idea of this course is to help you be employed doing work you love for the rest of your life, just as I do, which I'm so grateful for. I put all of the information I could think of to help you with this into one course that I imagine you will love and enjoy. And by buying the course, you will also be helping me to continue being here with you and employing others to do work they love collaborating with me. You'll find a link to take the course and maybe even a coupon in the description on euthena.com, which is my video course platform. It'll look something like this when you go to check out. And you can also take the course right now on Skillshare. It's an 11-hour course. There's a link in the description for that as well. Will you please use the link to take it if you want to try Skillshare? Because what's cool about Skillshare, it gives you 2 months for free. Then there's, in addition to all my video courses, you can watch 25,000 plus other courses for $15 a month or $96 a year. For me, I've got a platform on Euthena that you also can get course bundles on. If you prefer one-time purchases or you want things like services, you may love using my Euthena platform. You also can listen to more episodes on my podcast for free at jerrybanfield.com/podcast, where you can get more of these kind of formats in just audio. Thank you very much for being here with me and taking a look at the Employed course. We hope you love and enjoy it. If you'd like to, if you're so moved by this, you really just can't get enough Jerry Banfield, you can get that Jerry Banfield Forever All Course Bundle, which will give you all courses forever working that I make, all including the ones I narrate and the ones that I produce. If you want to have the best chance at being employed by me, I recommend becoming a Jerry Banfield partner. Several of the partners that have joined my group, yes, it's $1,000 cost today, but you get voice calls with me. You get a partners only Facebook group and Discord permission, along with private label rights to all my videos. Some of the partners have earned thousands of dollars working with me, because when I get to know you, I'm thinking, how can I help you earn $10,000 out of your partner membership? Lots of times it's just by helping me do what I already do. Thus, if you want to get in my inner circle, this is how you do it. Plus, this includes all the courses I make for life as well. Thank you for getting to the end of this video. I trust you'll leave a like on it if you enjoyed it. And I imagine since you are one of the few that's made it all the way to the end, I'll be seeing you again real soon. Yes! You reached all the way to the end. Will you leave a like to let us know you made it this far in the video? Because you will feel great helping the video rank higher and giving something back.